for more punch till lunch. It's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original. The flakes more people eat for more punch till lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And for more thrilling adventure in the great outdoors, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
Above a towering, lonely cliff, fierce slate-backed birds scream and dive over the heads of two marauding men who beat at them savagely with clubs. As the parent birds fall dead to earth, the men snatch their young from the nests of sticks and twigs and stuff them into bulging sacks.
There. Here, ain't they, Blackie?
Yeah, what's left of them, but before I get through, there won't be any left.
All right, you two, cut it out. You're under arrest.
What the... Willie, it's a warden.
Yeah?
So you're the fellows who've been killing the duck hawks and robbing their nests, eh? We've been looking for you.
Yeah.
What's the idea? You can't sell the hawks. Or are you training them as falcons?
That's our business.
Right.
Wise guys, huh? Well, maybe you'll talk in jail. Let's go.
We're not going to jail. Are we, Blackie?
We sure ain't.
Hold it now. Keep your hands where I can see.
Nice shooting, Blackie. All right, get your sack. We better blow out of here.
Okay, Willie.
So he couldn't figure out what we wanted these young hawks for. Well, he'll never find out now.
Flash, come on, wardens, east to northeast areas. Be on the alert for two men raiding duck hawk nests. They are armed and are killers. One of the men is called Blackie. No other description. Their purpose unknown. I repeat, they are armed and dangerous. Signed, Hawkins, Fish and Wildlife Department.
Hey, Mark! Where are you?
Over here, Scotty. Splitting some new fence posts. Come on, get some exercise.
Listen, Mark.
Wait a minute. What are you doing with that hawk? Turn him loose. He can hurt you.
Oh, no, not this fellow. He's in pretty bad shape.
Oh, that's a duck hawk. Getting pretty rare. Practically unknown around these parts. Where'd you find him, Scotty?
In the aviary. Must have come down from my pigeons.
Uh-huh. Duck hawks only take their prey on the wing. This one was injured and took refuge in the aviary. This one looks bad. Let's see it.
It's broken, but look what's under it.
Oh, it's a little cloth bag.
Uh-huh, wired to the wing, and there's something in it.
Well, that's odd. Looks like this fellow's been trained as a carrier.
Never heard of duck hawks being used as carriers.
Neither did I. They're one of the fastest birds in the world, and they can fly great distances, so... Say, Scotty, maybe that's the answer to the raiding parties.
What raiding parties?
Well, Major Hawkins of the Fish and Wildlife Department told me that duck hawk nests are being raided all the way from Canada down to Tennessee.
Hey.
The parent birds are killed and the young hawk stolen.
Wow.
One of the wardens was shot by a couple of these raiders last month.
Say, you think they're stealing the young hawks to train them as carriers, Mark?
Could be. Hawkins and I thought at first the birds were stolen to be trained as falcons.
Yeah.
They really are peregrine falcons. Let's see. There's no leg band on this one. You think the trainer would band the bird so it could be returned if anything happened to it, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Well, maybe there's some identification in that little cloth bag. We'll have to remove it to splint the wing, anyhow.
I'll take the bag off, Mark.
Now, be careful. You can still bite a finger off.
Don't worry, I'm watching. Easy now, fella. We're going to get you patched up right away.
Wait a minute. What's that other wire running from the bag?
I don't know.
It runs up under the wing to...
Scotty! I just about got it off.
No, Scotty. Hold it. Leave the bag alone.
What?
Drop the hawk.
What?
Drop it, I said. Get down quicker. You'll be killed.
We'll continue in a moment, so stand by. Well, it looks like a tough job for Mark Trail. And say, can you handle a tough job in a football game? Suppose your team has just made a touchdown. Can you kick that extra point? Can you boot that ball before the other team breaks through? Are you the one who sends the ball hurtling over the crossbar for the extra point?
Man, if you can, you've got skill and good training, and you've got quick-acting energy, too. Like the energy you get from a better breakfast, built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. No doubt about it, those Kellogg's Corn Flakes help give you more punch till lunch. Right, more punch till lunch with Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
You see, a better breakfast featuring Kellogg's Corn Flakes gives you a ready supply of quick-acting energy, helps you drive in there hard. So make sure you use that power, the power of corn in Kellogg's Corn Flakes, and then show the team just how good you really are.
And say, are those Kellogg's Corn Flakes a whiz for flavor? That's the special different flavor you get only from Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Just tumble those bigger, crisper Kellogg's Corn Flakes into your cereal bowl. Now pour on milk, add sugar and maybe some fruit, and then dig in. Made to your order, that flavor. That's Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
And remember, if you sock away a better breakfast starring Kellogg's Corn Flakes every single morning, you'll start out with more punch till lunch with Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Lost Forest, Scotty found an injured duck hawk which had a tiny cloth bag wired to the underside of its wing. But as Scotty was removing the bags, Mark suddenly shouted a warning and swept the hawk from Scotty's hands, just as the bird literally exploded.
Jumping catfish. What happened, Mark?
That duck hawk was wired for murder, Scotty.
What do you mean?
A wire ran from the cloth bag under its wing to a tiny explosive device under the other wing. When the bag was removed, the explosive gimmick was detonated.
What do you like that? A booby trap.
Exactly. It's intended to kill anyone who removed the bag from the hawk.
But now, why would anyone want to do that?
Maybe the bag or whatever's in it will give us the answer. Let's have it.
I don't see it. It must have been blown up with a hawk.
No, you've got it in your hand.
What?
You held onto it when I knocked the bird away.
Jeepers, here, take it.
Relax, Scotty. I don't think it's dangerous now, but just to make sure, we'll open it in this pail of water.
Be careful, Mark.
Yeah, well. Bag's so tight all around. I can tear it enough to get out whatever's inside. Here we are.
Let's see.
Here.
Oh, it's just a dirty little stone.
Yes, looks like it.
Now, why would anyone wire that to a hawk and then fix up a gadget to blow up anybody who found it?
I can't imagine.
Must be a lunatic who likes to kill birds and people.
Not so fast, Scotty. Maybe this isn't just a worthless little stone.
Oh, of course it is. Mark, you can see for yourself.
I'm not so sure. A peculiar smell, like lamp black or lead.
Lamp black?
Doesn't rub off, though. Wait, Scotty, I've got an idea. We're going to take this in to Jim Winston at the Universal Laboratory. Come on.
Want me, Pop?
Yes, William. I've just been in contact with the base. They assure me that the bird took off yesterday according to schedule.
It did? Then where is it?
Something must have happened to it.
What do we do?
We must chase it, William.
Chase it? Why, it couldn't have come down any place between here and the base, any place in 800 miles.
I know, but someone must have picked it up.
Well, then we'll never find it. Whoever picked it up is either...
On the contrary, William. The results to anyone picking up the bird and tampering with the cargo would hardly gone unnoticed. In fact, the result would attract a great deal of attention.
Yeah, but we wouldn't hear anything here.
Not directly, but perhaps indirectly. By way of the newspapers, for example.
You want me to go out and check them?
Yes. All of them between here and Willow Falls. I have instructed our men at the base to cover the territory north of the falls. Take the car, William, and keep your ears open.
Okay, but I don't think we're going to find that bird.
I would regret that. But I'm especially interested in discovering if anyone found it and who that is. I've taken infinite precautions, but the finger of suspicion is long.
And you want to chop it off before it points to you, huh, Pop?
Exactly, William. Exactly.
Exactly.
heat and the acid are beginning to dissolve the lead coating now, Bart. In a minute, we'll be able to see what's under it.
Good. I've got an idea. It's something pretty important, Jim.
I still think it's just an ordinary stone.
Pretty silly for anyone to take the trouble of disguising an ordinary stone, Scotty.
Oh, he's just a crazy man.
No, wait. The coating's disappearing fast now. Well, there. You still think that's just an ordinary stone, Scotty?
Gee, no. Look how it shines. Like a
diamond, Scotty. And that's exactly what it is.
You're right, Mark. It's a magnificent diamond. Here, wait. I'll take it out of the solution.
Look at that. That's the biggest diamond I ever saw.
Yes, it's a beauty, all right. Well, it must be close to 20 carats.
So that's the answer.
What answer, Mark?
It looks to me like thieves or smugglers are using duck hawks to transport diamonds, Scotty. They attack an explosive gimmick to the hawk to kill any outsider or law officer who might find an injured bird.
Oh?
Well,
that's why so many duck hawk nests have been raided. And the parent birds killed when they try to protect their young. The thieves have been training young duck hawks to be carriers.
Well, Mark, if you're right about
it. I'm sure I am, Jim.
Then this is a job for the police.
Yes, but it's also a job for me. One of the game wardens was murdered by these men. And one of our finest and rarest sporting birds is being wiped out. Come on, Scotty. We're going to see Sheriff Landon.
Find out anything, Willie?
Yeah, Blackie, I'll say I did. The bird came down and lost Forest. A guy named Mark Trail and a kid named Scotty found it. They live out there.
Lost Forest? That ain't far from here. Let's go.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait, will you? You brought up the route to the college outside the village here.
What? You mean they're still alive?
Yeah. The booby trap didn't get them. And they went over to the sheriff's office.
Uh-oh.
Only the sheriff wasn't there. His kid Scotty went down to the diner while they were waiting for the sheriff and popped off about finding the hawk and his big diamond on it. We just then heard about it.
Is the kid still at the diner?
No, Trail came for it. He said the sheriff was back, and then he balls the kid out for shooting off his mouth.
How long ago is this, Willie?
Just a few minutes ago. Come on. We're going over to this Hicks sheriff's office.
Mark, you and Scotty might have hit on to something here. Listen to this notice I got from the Treasury Department the other day. I don't know where to put it.
Well, what did it say, Sheriff?
Here it is. We are asking your cooperation in apprehending a gang of international smugglers who have been bringing into the country from Europe and Africa a great number of valuable diamonds. The gang is very clever, and so far we have been unable to obtain a single clue to their identity or methods of operation. We are convinced they're using some new and novel method.
They're smuggling the diamonds in by duck hawks, just like you said, Mark.
Could be, Scotty.
Now, wait, Mark. The hawks couldn't fly the diamonds all the way from Europe and Africa, could they?
Now, of course not. The smugglers must bring them into some place in the continent and then send them into the United States by duck hawks trained as carriers. Sheriff, I think you'd better contact the Treasury officials right away.
I'll send them a wire right now, Mark. Ask them to come down here and get this diamond.
All right, lift them, all of you.
One move and you get plugged.
Wooden blazes.
Mark.
Do as they say, Scotty. They've got guns.
That's good advice, mister. Okay, Sheriff, I'll take that rock.
No, you won't.
Come on, or I'll blow your head off.
Well, okay.
Thanks, Sheriff. Okay, Blackie, let's blow.
Them dirty low-down no
good. Take it easy, Sheriff. Take it easy. We're lucky they didn't kill us.
But they got away, Mark. And they took the diamond.
Yes, I know, but
I'll be run out of office. And get a big crew to this gang of smugglers, and I'll let two ordinary stick-up men take it away from me in my own office.
They weren't ordinary stick-up men, Sheriff. They were members of the smuggling gang.
Are you sure, Mark?
The big fellow called the other one Blackie. Now, before the game warden died last month, he identified one of his killers as a man called Blackie. They were the same men who were raiding the duck hawk nests.
You figure Blackie found out about you and Scotty finding the duck hawk and the diamond, huh?
That's right, Sheriff. Scotty made the mistake of talking too much today while we were waiting for you.
Oh, somebody kicked me. Hard.
Wait. All that happened today, and these fellas found out about it right off. And that means they must have their hideout around here.
That's what I was thinking, Sheriff. The duck hawks may home around here. Come in with the diamond.
Well, now we're getting someplace. I'm going to get me up a posse and scour every inch of this country. You want to come along, Mike?
No, thanks, Sheriff. I've got a little plan of my own. Let's go, Scotty.
You're a fool, William. A stupid, blundering fool.
Well, what's eating you, Pop? We got the diamond back, didn't we?
Yes, but you practically told the police where we are.
Now, what do you mean?
Trail and a boy found the hawk yesterday morning.
What?
They went to the sheriff at noon. You and Blackie appeared immediately. The stupidest police officer will realize that our base of operations must be nearby.
I never thought of that.
You never thought, period. You should have laid low until we could take care of Trail and the boy safely, and the sheriff, too.
Yeah, we better scram out of here.
We can't yet. Two birds are on their way from the base with our most valuable stones. They should arrive by night.
Oh, here, wait a minute. Blackie and I shot that warden. If the sheriff shows up here with a posse,
the sheriff will search the rest of the countryside before he comes to Indian Valley. He considers me a harmless old man who merely raises chickens.
And just the same...
Stop interrupting and listen to me, you idiot. You and Blackie will keep out of sight in the scrub overlooking the pass. If anyone enters the valley, you will report to me at once. I will have a surprise for them. And for you and Blackie, too.
Mark, we've been up on this mountain all day and no sign of a duck hawk yet.
Patience, Scotty. If I'm right about this smuggling deal, more hawks should be flying across the rim of Lost Forest like that one did yesterday.
Mm.
And when they do, we'll be able to spot them from here with our binoculars and see where they home.
You're pretty sure they home around here, huh?
That's my hunch, considering how fast Blackie and his pal showed up to the sheriff's office yesterday.
Well, I hope we catch up with them.
Wait a minute. That sounded like a duck hawk.
Where? I don't see
it. Off to the north there, Scotty. Just coming over the ridge. See?
Yeah, I see it. Looks like a big crow. Talk about speed.
It's a duck hawk, all right.
How can you be so sure, Mark?
Well, see the way it beats its wings and that rowing motion?
Uh-huh.
Except for pigeons, duck hawks are the only birds that fly like that.
Ah, there it goes down under the ridge of the Indian Valley. Can't see it anymore.
You won't be able to till it flies out of the valley. Now, keep your binoculars trained on the far side.
Okay. You think that's one of the smuggler's hawks?
That's what I'm banking on, Scotty. There are no nests around here, and the duck hawks, what's left of them, don't usually fly anywhere near here in their migrations.
I don't see it yet.
Well, you just keep watching now.
Yeah, still don't see it. Ought to be out of the valley by now, the speed it was traveling.
Well, unless it homed down there.
You mean the smugglers are in the valley?
Could be. It's a nice, desolate place.
But I was down there just a couple of months ago with Johnny Malott when we were trailing that bear. Nobody is in the valley except some nice old geezer with a funny name. Papa Rouse. He raises chickens.
Just the same, the duck hawk stayed in the valley. Get your horse, Scotty. We're going to have a look-see.
Hey, listen, Pop. Hawk trailing that kid Scotty just rode through the pass. They're heading this way.
Oh? Are they alone, William?
Yeah.
Good. Did they see you?
No. Blackie and I were under the ridge in the scrub. Blackie cut back with me far as a spring. We can pick them off from there when they cross the creek.
Leave them alone, William.
What? But they're the ones found our hawk yesterday in the diamond.
But they still don't know that I'm involved. They merely suspect that our headquarters is somewhere in the vicinity, and they're searching for it. There are no duck hawks on the premises.
Well, so how about the one that just flew in?
I killed it. I should have no difficulty fooling Trail and the boy. Then I shall send them away.
You mean you're going to let them get away after all they know?
Of course not. I don't want to finish them here, though, if I can help it. The sheriff may know they came here, and I don't want him nosing around until the last hawk has arrived. Then we can leave the valley. I'll pay close attention, William.
Well,
you and Blackie stay out of sight when Trail and the boy arrive, but keep close at hand in case I should need you. When they leave, you and Blackie take the shortcut through the pass and intercept them on the other side of the mountain.
What do you mean, intercept them?
Kill them, William. You probably think me eccentric, Mr. Trail, living here alone as I do. But with the glories of nature all around me and my beautiful chickens for company, I'm never lonesome for the outside world with its cruelties and hatreds.
You know, the only time I ever thought a chicken was beautiful was when it was fried. But I guess you got something there, Papa Rouse. Hasn't he, Mark?
Yes, indeed, Scotty. You live here entirely alone, sir?
Entirely. As a matter of fact, I am the only human inhabitant of Indian Valley. But as I say, I have nature, I have my books, and of course I have my chickens.
Do the hawks bother your chickens much?
Oh, occasionally. Not too much.
How about duck hawks?
Scotty.
What was that, young man?
Scotty was referring to a duck hawk we saw fly into Indian Valley a while ago. They're quite rare, especially around here. I'm a naturalist, you see.
I don't believe I ever saw a duck hawk, Mr. Trail. What does it look like?
Well, it's a little larger than the big crow. Slate-colored back and barred underside. Flies with a rowing motion. The young are sometimes stolen from nests and trained for,
For what, Mr. Trail?
Falconry, for one thing.
A cruel sport. I despise men who abuse nature's creatures. No, I have never seen a duck hawk.
It's a pity they're being wiped out. They're magnificent birds. Well, it was nice meeting you, Papa Rouse. Let's go, Scotty.
Mark, I told you that Papa Rouse didn't have anything to do with... Hey, look, Mark.
I said, come along, Scotty.
Wait, that big bird flying this way, it sounds like a duck hawk.
Scotty, will you please come?
It is a duck hawk. You see, Mark, it's barred underneath and it's flying with a rowing motion.
I don't think it's a duck hawk. Now, come along,
no,
Scotty.
No, it is. Let go of my arm, Mark. It's coming down. Hey, look, it went into the box on top of Papa Rouse's barn. Now, why in the world... Oh. Gee, it's getting dark already. Come on, Mark.
Not so fast, my boy. Don't move, Mr. Trail.
Mark, he's got a gun.
Stand very still, Mr. Trail. I am an excellent shot. And William and Blackie are in the barn behind you.
Mark, what do we do?
I don't know, Scotty.
A pity, isn't it, Trail? You almost had me, but now I've got you.
We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening. Say, the pressure is really on, Mark Trail, now. And how about you? How are you when the pressure's on in boxing, soccer, basketball, track?
You need skill.
You need training. And to do your top-notch best, you need a powerhouse of energy. Energy to hit that line, to clear that hurdle, to sock that ball.
And that's the kind of energy you get from a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Quick-acting energy to help you do your very best. Yes, a better breakfast starring Kellogg's Corn Flakes gives you more punch till lunch. Sure, more punch till lunch with Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
The man who stays in there punching all the time is the kind of man every team wants. But you can't do your best without stocking up on food power first. That's why a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes can do so much for you. Then you're carrying the power that backs up your skill and training. Then you've got the power of Kellogg's Corn Flakes to help you play your best game.
And man, those Kellogg's Corn Flakes taste so good you can pick them out blindfolded. It's that sweet, live flavor that makes all the difference. The flavor you get only from Kellogg's Corn Flakes. So pile them up, pour on the milk, add the sugar, and dig in. You'll see why Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the world's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.
And remember, back up your skill and training with the power of a better breakfast starring Kellogg's Corn Flakes every single morning. Start off with more punch till lunch. Eat Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Desolate Indian Valley, Mark and Scotty face a gun in the hand of Papa Rouse, boss of the diamond smugglers. Just behind them, in a barn, wait the old man's murderous accomplices, William and Blackie.
Before I shoot you, Mr. Trail, I must pay tribute to your cleverness. Discovering my methods of operation and tracing me here by means of the duck hawk called for a high order of intelligence.
Well, thank you, Papa Rouse. But you're much cleverer than I. So I can't understand how you could make such a stupid blunder.
Oh, come now, if you mean shooting you and Scotty.
Oh, no. I realize that you have to shoot us. But you're leaving witnesses who are more dangerous than Scotty and me. Eventually, they'll hang you.
Whom do you mean?
Two men who know everything about you. And who are now known to the sheriff. Their descriptions are being broadcast to every police department in the country.
Oh, you mean William and Blackie, eh?
Exactly. When the law catches up with them, Your goose will be cooked, Papa.
Say, that's right.
The law will never catch up with them, Mr. Trail.
It's bound to. Oh, I get it. Why, I should have realized that you were too smart to let them live. You're going to kill Blackie and William, too.
That's enough, Trail.
Of course. The moment Scotty and I are dead, you'll shoot William and Blackie. Then you'll be safe. The police know about them, but not about you.
Be quiet, Trail. William, Blackie, get out of the way. I'm going to finish them right now.
And then you'll finish us.
No, no, that's nonsense. Now get out of the way, Blackie.
Looks like you boys are being played for suckers. You make a fortune for them, and then let them shoot you in the back.
He's not shooting me in the back.
I'll say he ain't.
Will you get out of my way, you fools? Don't you see what Trail is doing? He's trying to turn you against me to save himself.
I figure Trail called this turn right, Pop.
Yeah, heads up, you...
Will you get out of my way?
No, not until...
All right, then.
Oh, why, you...
He shot them both. Mark, look out.
Don't worry, Scotty. All right, Papa, all right. I'm in the driver's seat now. Papa Rouse broke down and told us everything on the way into your jail, Sheriff.
Uh-huh. He said he admired Mark's cleverness in turning his men against him. He's sure a funny character.
No murdering smugglers are funny to me, Scotty. What did he tell you, Mark?
Well, his confederates brought the diamonds from Europe and Africa to a base in the far north. Papa, who's the boss of the ring, trained the young duck hawks.
His barn was full of young ones he was training, Sheriff.
Uh-huh.
When the hawks were trained as carriers, Papa sent them north to their base. Then they flew back to him with the smuggled diamonds, which he disposed of through fences. Why, the traffic ran into millions of dollars.
Gosh, darndest scheme I ever heard of. Looks like the only mistake the fella made was letting his hawks fly over Lost Forest where you were, Mark.
Boy, you can say that again, Sheriff.
Say, Scotty, how would you like a trip east?
Fine, Mark. Where?
Oh, up around New England. The Conservation Bureau wants me to visit a few of the Atlantic Coast fishing towns and have a look around.
Anything wrong up there?
Well, the Bureau's had a few reports on illegal lobster fishing. They want me to check up. It shouldn't be a hard job at all.
But on Monday, when Mark arrives in New England, he discovers death in the cold waters of the North Atlantic as he signs aboard a ship carrying dangerous cargo. Tune in, same time, same station on Monday, and find out what happens to Mark Trail! Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail!
Andy is sure a swell pal to Mark Trail, isn't he? Just the way you want your dog to be, healthy and happy all the time. Well, then, why don't you feed your dog Kellogg's Grow Pup? Grow Pup is the only dry dog food to be okayed as a complete food by the American Veterinary Medical and Animal Hospital Association. Fact is, when you serve your dog Grow Pup, you nourish him with every food element dogs are known to need. Your money buys solid nourishment, not two-thirds moisture like leading canned dog foods. So feed your dog Grow Pup Ribbon or Grow Pup Meal regularly.
Remember to tune in then on Monday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch. This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail and Ben Cooper as Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Ben Peter Freeman, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.